This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. The Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and wishing you a very happy
Buenas tardes
from all of us here at the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for today or even next Friday. We don't throw them away. You can email those to jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Someone asked a question about corporations and why they handle Pride Month a little differently here than they do overseas. And I'm going to address that here in just a minute. But I got a couple emails. They're very similar, so I thought I'd read them together. Dear Jesse, I was a fan of yours on Twitter before you took over your current radio slot. Since Rush has passed, you've been my favorite to listen. Today, my wife is 11 weeks pregnant. Nobody in our family knows yet. She's white. I'm black. We live in a small town, USA, that's predominantly white. I'm from a big Democrat city that has all the bells and whistles of a city. Tall buildings, sports teams, tent cities, and rats. Many people don't understand exactly why I chose to live here and make a life with my wife. Nonetheless, we are two professionals and we have a very comfortable life. We are in our early 30s. I can't help but wait until my son or daughter gets here, and it has me wondering about how I'm going to raise my child. I don't want them to be indoctrinated with leftism. Nonetheless, leftism is in all of our institutions. Leftism is in our family on both sides. I want my kid to be a kid, but I want to do everything I can to make sure he or she isn't indoctrinated. I am scared that if I insist on conservatism to my kids, they will either rebel or resent me. I am scared if I don't insist on conservatism, that void will be filled with leftism. I know I shouldn't be panicking at this point and should just try to get through the pregnancy, but this is on my mind. He said, please help. Says I can say his name. His name is Brian. Leads me to another one. I get these all the time. Jesse, I'm 30 years old. Recently found out that my dime of a wife is pregnant with our first child. I know multiple people my parents' age who are Republicans, and their children still end up being communist nut jobs. We do not know the sex of the child yet, but outside of homeschooling, do you have any tips for making sure my children do not go off the rails one day? Listen. There's something very specific I do with my boys to try to make sure they're never going to end up as communists. And let me just walk through this with you. I never, no matter what I do, obviously you know what I do, I never wanted my kids to be political at all. Doesn't matter that I do a radio show and I do a TV show that's politically centered. I never wanted them to care about that. I, just like you, I just wanted them to be kids. I want you to get dirty and play with your friends and eat junk food and play sports and shoot guns and have fun and just be a child. that thinking was probably naive and wishful thinking on my part. What I wanted was exactly what you is exactly what you want for your kids. You want them to have the childhood you had. I was not raised in a political home at all. We never discussed politics of any kind. I've told you the only political conversation I ever had with either of my parents. I asked my dad, we were having a debate in school, like a kindergarten mock presidential debate. And I asked my dad, are we Republicans or Democrats? And he said, we're Republicans. And then he walked away. And that was the only political conversation we ever had. There was no explanation. It was nothing. I grew up shooting guns, watching Dukes of Hazzard on TV, eating Doritos and bacon sandwiches, playing with my friends. That's how I wanted my kids to grow up. And that's how you want your kids to grow up. However, we don't get the world we want. We have to live in the world we have. And the world we have, they're going to go after your kids. I mean, we don't get to pass our childhood experience on to our children. We have to be proactive, and we have to be proactive earlier than you think. I've told you before, I used to sit down when I was allowed to watch TV in front of Nickelodeon, and I'd watch The Rifleman, and I'd watch The Andy Griffith Show. I used to watch The Mary Tyler Moore Show all the time. Your kid sits down today in front of Nickelodeon, in front of Disney, and your kid hears this.
Hello, and welcome to the Disney Plus This Is Me Pride Celebration Spectacular. I'm Nina West, and I'm here to guide you through...
This is Disney Plus. That's a drag queen on the television. What kind of cartoons and Disney stuff did you watch when you were a kid? Because I watched Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, and I watched Bugs Bunny, and I watched Tom and Jerry. Normal things. Your child, when they turn on children's programming, gets this.
A magical, musical, and meaningful celebration of the LGBTQ plus community. GLSEN's mission is to create safe, an inclusive school.
Thanks, Trina. Appreciate you informing it. No, seriously, that's what your kid gets. Or, I never had a political conversation with my teachers. And it's not like I'm old. I mean, I'm kind of old, but I'm 40. I never had a political conversation with my teacher. Your child will go to school and hear this.
The story of movements of people coming together that are always so diverse, but movements that are led by people of color. And how do you take a back seat and be quiet and learn? That's what I'm really interested in right now, is sort of being quieter and helping people of privilege learn how to be a little quieter.
She's busy telling Whitey to shut up in class and learn. We don't have the luxury of giving our children the childhood we have. We have to teach them how to exist in the world that is here, not the world we want. And in the world that is here, every single influence will come at them and come after them and try to turn them against you. They will. That's the world we live in. You're going to have to put your values into your kids. And you're going to have to put your values into your kids before they do. Because they're going to try. From the earliest age, they're going to try. You, as an American parent, can't even take your child to Disney World anymore. That sucks, right? That sucks. That's the world we live in. You, as an American parent, me, as an American parent, you can't turn on an NFL game and go outside to check and see how the sausages are coming on the smoker. You can't. I was always able to do that as a child, right? Game's on, no big deal. Oh, it's a commercial break. What's your kid going to learn about? Oh, look, hey, Budweiser commercial. That's kind of funny. Oh, look, an advertisement for these selling boats. Today, turn on that NFL game for your child and leave the room. He learned about how evil and racist America was during the game, and that's just from the players and the announcers. And then they went to a commercial where he learned that he should be a tranny. We don't live in the same world that you had when you were a child, or that I had when I was a child. And we can sit around all day whining about that. I don't like it either. We can hate it. I hate it. But we have to teach our kids to occupy this world. I have changed my parenting style. I actually just had a long talk with the wife about this the other night, that we are more aggressive with them now than we've been. My children now will point out things to me that are wrong. Dad, did you see? New movie came out. Of course, there's a gay character in it right off the bat. Normally, 5 years ago, even, I would have said, oh, son, I don't want you to worry about that stuff. Just be a kid now. I'm glad they see. I'm glad they notice. Dad, did you see this company ran a Black Lives Matter ad? Can you believe it? That may make you uncomfortable. But there's not a comfortable way to fight the culture battle. And there's not a comfortable way to teach your child that we have a bunch of evil communist monsters trying to destroy the country and they're after their soul. As to what you said about how you're worried they'll grow up resenting you and rebel. Do kids rebel? Sure they do. That's not the norm. You know why? You know why you have a bunch of kids with Republican parents and now the kids turn out to be communist nutballs? Because the Republican parents did that hands-off, live and let live thing, send them off to school, and then the second the kids graduated, parents plunked down $50,000 a year and sent them off to some communist university without a thought in the world, and they wonder why their daughter comes home with a bunch of rings in her nose and pink hair. We have to be more purposeful. We have to be more careful with every single thing we do because we don't live in the same world that we had when we were growing up. And one final thing, I've told you this before, I teach my kids to be grateful. I am very overt, very purposeful about teaching them to be grateful because there's one thing. Do you notice one thing that a common strand through all these different communist groups, the civil rights, or the feminists, or the climate changers, they're all bitter and angry. All bitter and angry and feel slighted. All of them are malcontents. When I pray with my boys every night, I make them tell me something you're grateful for. And then we'll pray and thank God for it. Tell me, and it could be dumb. It could be thankful for the dog. It could be thankful for water or for the ceiling or whatever. Tell me something you're grateful for. Have a grateful heart. There has never once been a grateful communist. Never in the history of the world. All right. We are finally going to get to invading Mexico and other things. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly. And he never sleeps at night.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And remember, a couple things. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Not that I think you would even miss a minute. I mean, life stops. What, Chris? Life stops when I'm on the air. It's a very important show we do. And got this email. Yo, Jesse, I love the new simulcast. Best $100 I ever spent. When can America expect your book? Okay, a couple things. Yes, you can watch me do the simulcast. It's $100 for the year. You have to go to thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse and sign up and you can watch me do the show. I'm glad you're all enjoying my facial expressions. Apparently, I did not realize how much I talk with my hands until everyone says I talk with my hands a lot. Do I talk with my hands an abnormal amount, fellas? Not abnormal. It's not like an Italian, Chris. You take that back. You know what? Forget about that. As far as the book goes, you're going to get your wish. All right? I'm just going to say you're going to get your wish. And I will give you more information. The second I'm allowed to give you more information, I will simply say this, and this is the most non-descriptive, cryptic thing in the world. I'd be mad at me if I heard me say this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You're going to enjoy the subject of it. You're most definitely. If you're still sitting there listening to the sound of my voice, you are absolutely going to enjoy the subject of the book. All right. Did you see? What a world we live in. This is so appropriate. There's a nuclear disarmament forum in the United Nations. North Korea just took over the leadership of it. Gosh, what a clown country. All right. I've learned, and this is Shogun, he says, I've learned an indescribable amount from you since I started listening about a year ago, and I've shared whatever I can with my family, specifically my boys, age 28 and 19, and thank you. My question is, what would be the worst consequence of going into Mexico and militarily taking out the cartels once and for all? They're a threat to our country, killing millions. The Mexican government refuses to do anything. I can't think of one thing in the bad column. I mean, other than the UN putting out a strongly worded press release. He said, keep leading the vanguard against the communists. He did say, I can say his name. He said his name is Vince. He said, P.S. I'm an American of Italian descent. You're welcome for the gift of our cuisine. What, Chris? All right. I get this a lot. Why don't we just go in and take out the cartels? Why don't we take out the cartels? What's that sign say, Chris? 51st state. Chris. See, Chris wants to invade Mexico, too. Listen, let's have a talk about this. The cartels. Take out the cartels. What does that mean in your mind? In your mind, what it means is we locate cartel headquarters. It's out in the mountains where all the cartel guys are. We drop some Tomahawk missiles on there and we call it a day. And maybe they have a few houses here, there, and we'll just send in Delta Force and they'll go take them all out. Pop, pop, bullet in the head, nice and clean. Couple nights, cartels are gone. That's not at all how that looks. So many of these guys are spread throughout the country. So many of these guys are part of their communities. So many of these guys are supported by their communities. Remember Chapo, El Chapo, the guy who got arrested and thrown in Mexican prison and then managed to escape with a little bit of help from, you know, and then finally he got busted again. But El Chapo, you know the region he's from, El Chapo, and this is not uncommon. This is just this one example. The roads are paved because of El Chapo. The kids go to schools in nice schools because of El Chapo. Nice churches. He'll pay for a big wedding if someone's getting married there. Do you know the name Pablo Escobar? Everyone knows that. The cocaine king of Colombia, once the one of the richest men in the world and whatnot. You know, to this day, in Colombia, there are ceremonies honoring Pablo Escobar at Pablo Escobar schools and Pablo Escobar soccer fields and Pablo Escobar this and Pablo. I don't think, now granted, yes, they terrorize huge portions of their own population. I'm not saying otherwise. If you think American troops are just going to go waltzing through the cartel town and have people throwing flowers and asking to help them and whatnot, you've got another thing coming. You're talking about trying to remove people who are not necessarily that unpopular where they are. That's one. Two, the Mexican government. Forget about the Mexican government being upset. The Mexican government almost has to declare war if we choose to invade their country without their permission. You can't allow even America to do that. Okay, so that's not good either. How many other countries jump in and declare war with Mexico as a chance to go after the United States of America? And finally, if all that wasn't disheartening enough, how many kids do you think we should kill? No one likes to think about this. But again, it doesn't work like it does in the movies where everything is nice and clean and we send in 10 Navy SEALs and every bad guy gets shot in the head and all the women and children are fine. No, if you're going to go declare war on these transnational criminal organizations, you're going to have to oftentimes fight them where there are women and children around, and women and children are going to die. How many little Mexican kids should you kill to take out the cartels? Now, maybe the answer to that question is a lot, and I'm not judging you, but you better understand that's what that looks like. If you're going to take out the cartels, you know who you have to take out? Mexico. You're going to have to conquer the whole country. Now, maybe that's not the end of the world. As Chris said, 51st state, I love Mexico. I love Mexican people. I love Mexican food. I love the beaches down there. I think they have wonderful music. I'll take over Mexico in a heartbeat. I love the daggone place. But you better understand it's not as clean and nice as it looks in the movies, all right? All right, we have a new study, and this new study, it links the COVID vaccine to something. And whether you took the COVID vaccine or didn't take the COVID vaccine, you should probably stick around here for a second and hear exactly what this study has to say. And then somebody wants to know if we could have avoided the Civil War. We have to talk about Dr. Naomi Wolf, all that and more coming up still on The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and we are having a good time today, as we always do. And if you don't like it,
buenas tardes.
You can buenas tardes your way on out of here. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You know how I told you last night to watch my TV show from last night on the First TV so you could watch that Dr. Naomi Wolf interview? Apparently, a lot of you did. I told you it was jaw-dropping. Jesse, I went to college with Dr. Naomi Wolf. At that time, I always thought of her as an ultra-liberal. In fact, I think she still thinks of herself as a Democrat. So when I saw her come out against the leftist COVID narrative, I knew something was very wrong. She is brilliant, and her books are very well-researched. If she takes a position on something, I'm certain she's very well-informed and that her facts are very well-researched. Her data on COVID is stunning, to say the least. My father died 2 weeks after his COVID shot, and his cardiologist fully believes it was due to the shot. Pfizer should go down for this travesty against Americans. Great interview, he says. I can say his name. His name is Charles. I'm looking at a headline right here. New study links COVID vaccine to a 25% increase in cardiac arrests for both males and females. If you didn't watch that interview from last night, I don't know if you could. Fellas, can we get some audio from that and play it today, at least a little bit of it? Dig some of that up if you don't mind. They can still watch it on the stream. Okay, you can still go to the First TV and watch it on a stream. That's free, I believe. I think they can watch it free. Oh, it's on Rumble too. Is Rumble free? Can they watch that free? They don't have to pay for that, right? I didn't know it was like YouTube. Okay, so you can still watch the show on Rumble. If you didn't watch that Dr. Naomi Wolf interview I did from last night, it's like 13 minutes long. I asked her one question and she just took off. She did the rest of the show. Watch it. Watch what this woman has to say. It's not just some wingnut. Watch what this woman has to say and be very, very careful out there with what you put in your body. And the next time the system tells you you have to take something and you have to take something and everyone's going to die if you don't take something, be very wary right about that time. The next time a snake gets on TV and tries to sell you something like this, be very, very wary.
Because, you know, you just said the booster to the booster, right? So is this the new normal? When do we phase out the term booster and transition to, I guess, maybe a yearly shot, much like a flu shot? Is that a possibility or a reality?
I think you just hit the nail right on the head of where we're going, that we should really be, and ultimately will be, talking more about keeping your vaccinations up to date. Namely, if you go a certain period of time without having gotten a boost, that you would be due for a boost. That might ultimately merge into a yearly.
I just want to clarify something. We already have 55,000 pages of Pfizer documents that have dropped. You'll hear Dr. Naomi Wolf talk about that. Her and a bunch of brainiacs have been researching the documents. We already know the damage that's being done. So does Dr. Fauci. As he goes on television and tells you, no, take more, more, more. Put more of this in you. No, more. You have to take even more. Scary stuff. Hey, old man, this guy says. That's not very nice. I'm part of your younger audience, but I want to know if I'm the only one who absolutely hates the royal family. I have a deep hatred for the queen and anyone in the monarchy. I hate that we are even mentioning the queen in America. I don't understand why we still give them attention when they are the reason we left England. She doesn't even hold political power. She's just another reason England is a terrible place. Also, this guy is a savage, Chris. He's got some not kind words to say for you. Also, Chris's music taste sucks. The only good song he's played in months is Like a Stone by Audioslave. Sorry for the bad use of punctuation. I'm not in community college, just a victim of the American education system. Since I can say his name is Gavin. Wow, Chris, you just got called out. You don't have to belittle the man and say he's 15. Look, he doesn't like what you play. Look, I like it. Don't label me. Both of you don't yell at me. I know. It's not me. It's Gavin, man. It's Gavin. He thinks you're gutter trash. It's not my fault. Look, maybe you two need to remember.
You know, freedom is not free.
Back to what you're saying about the royal family. Couple of things on this. One, the queen not holding political power. Did you know that's absolutely false? The queen doesn't use political power. They still have a gargantuan amount of political power, including war powers. They just... It's like an accepted tradition now that they don't use it at all. Bet you didn't know that. That's one. Two, why are we fascinated with royalty? Because we are. We are. There is something I believe about the nature of man. And I've always believed this. I believe we are created to want a king. We are. We are created to want a king. The best form of government, what is it? To have a benevolent king. It really is the best form of government. The problem is, the second you get a benevolent one, someone assassinates him, and now you don't have any rights, and some psychopath takes over. So that's why it doesn't work. Royalty fascinates us because we all have that thing inside of us that looks up to royalty, and human nature is to want a king of some kind. That's what I've always believed about the royal family. That's part of it. Another part of it is this. Every man wants to be a prince, and every woman wants to be a princess. You know, you may not like the monarchy. You hate the monarchy, Gavin. No, I don't care for them either. The royal family does nothing for me. Still, at the same time, wouldn't be bad to have a palace or two, would it? Maybe a yacht. Maybe some fancy uniforms and things like that. A crown. Chris, I want a crown. I should be able to have a crown. Why can't I have a crown? I can appoint myself king. You want to be a prince, she wants to be a princess, and have fancy gowns and fancy palaces and fancy this and fancy that. And when we see people who have those things, we get fascinated by it. Especially because, I mean, we're led by such bumbling idiots here. Some Americans, probably not you, but some Americans, they like to look at something somewhere else and think, wow, I bet their stuff works way better than our stuff. I bet their leaders don't sound like this.
This could be an issue that requires presidential involvement.
So I don't have the timeline on that.
Here's the deal. I became aware of this problem sometime in early April, about how intense it was.
From everything I've known, and FDA has kept me apprised of this from last year, we have been moving as quickly as we can.
That's them and the baby formula shortage. You realize the baby formula shortage is only getting worse. If you're a young parent, I guarantee you realize it. It's only getting worse, not better. Now, the Biden administration, Now they're bragging about the shipments of baby formula we're getting from other countries. We are now a country, the United States of America, that needs foreign aid. And not only do we need foreign aid, we're bragging about it. When you look at that kind of incompetence, when you look at that kind of uselessness from your leaders, when you see royalty, I believe it's just part of human nature where you think back to a time where kings just loved their country and fought for their country and did what was best for their country. And what we have now isn't working. I've always believed that. All right. Civil war, something I love, fascinating conflict. And the one thing you're never supposed to talk about because it makes everyone mad. So, of course, I talk about it all the time. Someone wants to know if it was avoidable. We'll talk about that. And do we have a future one that's coming or is it avoidable? We'll talk about that in a second. Let's first talk about this. Gifts. Are you a bad gift giver? I will tell you, I personally am a dreadful gift giver. I don't know whether that's just because I'm so smart or something. What, Chris? But I am. I'm a terrible gift giver. I can't do it. I just go to MyPillow now. So does Michael. So does Chris. We just stock up on MyPillow stuff, and we have gifts for the whole year. Father's Day coming up? No problem. Here's some My Slippers, Dad. Oh, look. Anniversary coming up? Here's some My Slippers and some new pajamas, honey. Oh, Christmas coming up? How about a brand new MyPillow for Mom? It's the one-stop shop for all my gifts because all of it's popular because it's all great quality. Those My Slippers, they're the greatest thing you'll ever put on your feet, and they're $90 off right now. Even if you already have a pair or don't think you want slippers, buy some for someone else. There's always a birthday coming right around the corner. $90 off? Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Jesse, and you get MyPillow for My Slippers for $90 off. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I'm going to get to this Civil War thing in a second. I did want to talk about this because I get asked about it a lot. The corporations right now, there's an article right now on OutKick about Pride Month and corporations and why they're treating it different here and so on and so forth. And listen, you've probably heard people talk about this a lot on TV and the radio over the past couple days. And what's the standard line? What's the standard conservative talk radio line or TV line about the corporations out there? These guys are hypocrites. Look, they didn't change their logo to a rainbow flag in Saudi Arabia. They only did it here in America. They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. That's what you've heard 1,000 times. How many times have you heard them being accused of hypocrisy? That's not true. Why do we fall into this trap over and over and over again of acting like being on the right or being an anti-communist is pointing out hypocrisy? The communist doesn't care about hypocrisy. This is nothing that's going to sway him. And these corporations don't do this because they're hypocrites. Do you want to know the two reasons corporations do this, where they drape everything in rainbow flags here in America, and yet their branch in the UAE mysteriously doesn't have those things on there? Do you want to know why? Here's one reason. There are two reasons. One, corporate America, as we've talked about endlessly on this show, it's now filled with Harvard and Stanford and Yale graduates. Well, Harvard and Stanford and Yale graduates hate the United States of America because they've been taught to hate it in their school. And corporate America is now full of people who despise the country. They despise the country. They're not trying to destroy Saudi Arabia because they haven't been taught for 20 years in school to hate Saudi Arabia. They've been taught for 20 years in school to hate the United States of America. They're not trying to wreck them. They're trying to wreck us. But that's not even the main reason. The real main reason is this. Why are the ads different? Why aren't they doing tranny ads in Iran, but they're doing tranny ads here? Why? Why is all this? Why is Disney full-time LGBTQ Air Force here, but they don't do that in, like, Japan? Why? Well, because here in the United States of America, we have allowed ourselves to be taken over on the right. I'm not even talking about the communists. We have allowed ourselves on the right to be taken over by a bunch of people who believe it's somehow good or Christian or moral to allow the communists to destroy this country with no pushback from us. We think a corporation out there spending billions of dollars to tear apart the social fabric, you know what people on the right think? Oh, well, that's freedom. Live and let live. I'm gonna turn the other cheek. It's the only verse of the Bible I've ever memorized. That's the whole Bible. It's all just one big turn the other cheek, right? I've about got whiplashed. I've turned my other cheek so much. Thank you, Jesus. You know why they don't run those things in Saudi Arabia? Because Saudi Arabia doesn't allow a business to continue to do business in their country if that business chooses to become a subversive force within the country. And so should we. That would be standard America. Standard America, at most of our history, would not allow a corporation to openly declare war on the morality and social fabric of our country. That would be standard America. Not anymore. Now, it's endless because we have decided that somehow that's freedom. Oh, it's freedom to allow them to trash your kids and trash your kids. Oh, this is it. It's just freedom to have Disney play this.
Hello, and welcome to the Disney Plus This Is Me Pride Celebration Spectacular. I'm Nina West, and I'm here to guide you through a magical, musical, and meaningful celebration of the LGBTQ plus community. GLSEN's mission is to create safe and inclusive schools for LGBTQ plus students in grades K through 12. And Disney Plus is so proud.
LGBTQ plus students, grades K through 12. That's the largest children's corporation by a mile in the United States of America. And they're talking openly about transsexual kindergartners. A sane country doesn't allow that in their culture. Of course the corporations don't say that over in countries like Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia is interested in continuing to exist for another 100 years. Only here in the United States of America do we believe it is our obligation to turn the other cheek our way right into the daggone ground. I got this email. Dear Doctor Face Made for Radio. That's not nice. Our freaking dog came home from the groomers with rainbow ribbons in her head. It's everywhere. Even pet groomers. So as I can say his name. His name is Scott. It's everywhere because we allow it. We allow this filth throughout our culture. And maybe, look, if I'm being honest, maybe let's be frank about something. Maybe that is our culture now. Maybe that is us embracing our culture. Maybe that's who we've become. Not you personally, but maybe that's who we are. I mean, I'm about to answer an email about the past Civil War and was it avoidable and is the future one avoidable? And I mean, maybe I'm answering my own question. Maybe it ain't. Speaking of all this ugliness and wars and things like that, do you have something yet that will allow you to defend yourself? And I mean, you used to be able to have excuses. Oh, I can't. I wasn't raised with guns. Jesse, I'm not comfortable. Man, okay, that's fine. I would say get comfortable with guns, but even if that's the case, can your wife defend herself? If your wife runs to the store for bread tonight and someone bad approaches her in the parking lot as she's getting in the car, can she do something that will save her life? Why doesn't she have a hero gun right there in her purse? Why not? Why don't you have one by your bed or in your car? Why doesn't your daughter, who you sent off to college, your mom, who lives alone, get a hero gun? It's a non-lethal gun. There are no excuses because it's a non-lethal gun. You don't even have to call it a gun if it makes you feel better. Anyone can use it. It has a laser sight. You point and squeeze. It goes off. Shoots these pepper balls that debilitate people. You don't need a concealed carry permit. We're not talking about documentation here. Go to hero2020.com and use the code Jesse because it gets you a special discount. Make sure your loved ones are protected, huh? Remember, state restrictions apply. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. But yeah, that's why corporations do this. They're not trying to wreck other countries. They're trying to wreck this one. Remember, they're out there talking now about gas prices. And while we're not sure if we can get gas prices down, these people have all openly campaigned on increasing gas prices for their entire career. And now they want you to believe they care about bringing them down. They're trying to wreck us. Across the board, all your cultural leaders, they're trying to wreck us. There's no ingrained love of country with cultural leaders anymore. All the patriotism, it's in you, it's in me. All the patriotism is at a grassroots level now. That's part of why we're so damaged. All the patriotism is in the base. There's nothing in leadership, not in corporate leadership, not in political leadership, entertainment leadership. There's no patriotism there. And that's why it makes you sick, and that's why it makes me sick, which probably leads me perfectly into the question. Dr. J. Steele, was the Civil War avoidable? At what point do we pass the point of no return? Are we not there again? Says, I'm not wanting this, just looking for your take. And I'll give it in just a second.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.